The King's Chambers by Frank Hall. The King has brought me into his chambers. Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 4. Come and enter with me into the private chambers of our Lord, and let us enjoy the rich spiritual splendors of our husband and the King. Enter in, child of God, and marvel with me at the ornate, soul-cheering luxuries of these gospel chambers, his heavenly furnishings, decor, curtains, and tapestries are the most extravagant beauties you have ever seen. They cost a king's ransom, for the King purchased each one with his own precious blood. Look up, down, and all around, and you will notice that every wall is white, seamless, spotless, and pure. Righteousness is the color of choice in these stately halls. The floors are firm, unshakable, and clear as crystal, built from the sweat, blood, tears, and labor of the King himself. Do you see the stairs? How shimmering, brilliant, and bright. Each step was quarried from Mount Calvary and is an everlasting memorial to a journey once made by the King that he will never make again. For it was at Calvary that his people crucified him as the unwanted Jesus. Look there in the corner. Do you see that golden chest covered with love and encrusted with glory? That's where the King keeps his most treasured possession, a precious book that his father gave to him ages ago, the Lamb's Book of Life. Long ago, before the earth, moon, and stars adorned the heavens, the King's father took the sovereign pen of eternal election in his hand and inscribed in everlasting ink the names of a precious few. These are the names of the royal seed, the King's precious children, those whom he loves, for whom he died, and for whom he reigns as a king over all. To these elect ones, the King sends his Spirit. To them he gives the gift of faith, that they too might be brought into these royal chambers and stately halls. These believing ones, like us, are brought here by the King. They come as we have come, to refresh ourselves, to enjoy, to marvel, and to bask in the secret wonders of the King's redeeming love, everlasting mercy, and immutable purpose of grace and salvation.